It's time for Skip It or Stream It, and man, this was a heavy film. Zone of Interest.
One of the heaviest movies I think I've ever seen.
Right place, right time for this release. As of mid-April, it was the most streamed film around the world, according to Rotten Tomatoes. It won Best International Film at the Oscar Awards. Director Jonathan Glazer tied it directly to the situation in Israel and Gaza. We're going to hear from his Oscar speech a little bit later on. That's obviously one of the main reasons it's been getting so much attention. That conflict. You'll go down many rabbit holes, though, when you watch this film. It's, you know, the reality of how we interact with our neighbors.
We were kind of late to watching it. We never got to watch it before the Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm. All in German.
Yes, it's all in German, subtitled. And, you know, it took 10 years to make this film. And a lot of it was filmed with what they call hidden cameras. He actually was not on set when it filmed. He was in, like, a house on the, like, the back of the property.
Oh, really?
They actually filmed in the exact location next to Auschwitz.
Uh-huh.
They tried to replicate the house exactly how it was. His directing style was genius because he wanted it to be very organic, very realistic. He wanted you to feel like you were part of the picture.
So as the commander of Auschwitz, Rudolf Hess, along with his family, living in this beautiful home. They had a fence in between them and Auschwitz. It was a separation of maybe 15 feet. And one of the images that will stick out in my mind from this film is that of the swimming pool in the backyard against the smokestack near the sound of the trains coming in. And the desensitization, dissociation. Are there parallels for modern times? There's so many metaphors and levels to this movie. And a lot of it, too, is with the way it's shot, which is brilliant. It kind of takes your mind down rabbit holes about this psychology, you know, which ultimately amounts to dehumanization, the main theme of the film. And Rudolf Hess, by the way, because of the amount of people that he killed and what he oversaw, he was one of the first executed in the war crimes trials immediately after the war.
It was so eerie to see these people just have birthdays and parties and events. And all throughout the background, there was this, you could see the smokestack from Auschwitz. You could see, you could hear screams.
Well, you could also hear the inferno. I don't know if you had headphones on, but I was listening to these headphones. The inferno was going the whole time.
It was hell on earth, most definitely.
Which it was, yeah.
And this was all going on juxtaposed to this beautiful property with gardens and kids playing.
Takes the idea of absurdity to an extreme. For example, the generals or the soldiers come over at one point. And there was a line, they're walking into the house, which is right next to Auschwitz, of course. And they're like, should we take our shoes off? Because never mind the fact that there's murdering going on next door. Can't get the floors muddy.
They made this mundane lifestyle, and then, like you said, the absolute insanity going on next door. The quote, I think, was one of the best quotes I'd ever heard to kind of describe the movie. Jonathan Glazer himself, the director, said it was grotesque irony.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like two absolutely different worlds going on right next door to each other. And you never see anything that goes on in Auschwitz.
They didn't show any violence.
You hear and you see smoke. But I actually found that more disturbing because they always say your imagination is much more powerful than whatever they could replicate or film or try to show.
And you're watching them and it's horrifying. There's this split thing happening, but there's parallels because history always repeats itself. And today, the psychology of war is more manifest. The longer time goes on, even though we're seeing these images on our screen, we can dissociate by turning off the phone.
It's like people can place themselves in a box and ignore everything else around them.
This film has got a lot of buzz right now, and a big part of it is because of the speech that Jonathan Glazer, the director, gave when he accepted his Oscar.
All our choices were made to reflect and confront us in the present, not to say look what they did then, rather look what we do now. Our film shows where dehumanization leads at its worst. It shaped all of our past and present. Right now, we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people. Whether the victims of October the... Whether the victims of October the 7th in Israel or the ongoing attack on Gaza, all are victims of this dehumanization. How do we resist? Alexandra Bistron Kolodziejczyk, the girl who glows in the film as she did in life, chose to. I dedicate this to her memory and her resistance. Thank you.
It was an emotional speech, and you could see it in Jonathan Glazer there as he was on stage. Man, that took some courage to say what was on his mind. And it's inspired emotion in pretty much everyone I've talked to that's seen that. I don't know anyone that hasn't felt something over it. I felt a lot, too. I spent 7 years in the Middle East, have many Palestinian friends. I've got a Jewish family history on my mother's side. It goes back to Germany, just like in the film, before World War II, but the family would have got out before then. We're all going to feel something from this. You know, I just want the killing to stop, and dehumanization is what makes it possible by creating these divisions, boundaries, definitions, you know, where you see somebody as less than somehow through those definitions. And that's on large scales like war, but it's also in the office, it's also with your family. Could be any level.
Well, he said he almost stopped making the film because he said there was no light in this movie. It was all darkness, right?
Yeah, that's probably why it took so long,
and
too.
Yes, and then he added this lady, the girl on the bike. Uh-huh. She was like a 12-year-old girl at the time, and she used to ride down. She was part of the Polish resistance, her and her family, and she would hide apples in the mud for the prisoners at Auschwitz.
Yeah.
And this is based on a real story of a woman named Alexandria, which he dedicated his Academy Award to. And she passed away before the movie came out, but he had a chance to interview her, and she was 90 when she died. Mm-hmm. And she told the story about how, for some reason, young girls could leave food for prisoners because the guards didn't seem to pay much attention to a young girl on a bike. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she was able to help some of the people at least get a bit more food because they were being starved to death. It was shot on a night camera, a night vision camera.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So she glowed in the movie like an angel. Although this movie is serious, although this is sad, although there's some serious issues in this movie, it's 100% stream it.
Zone of interest. It's timely. It's definitely worth a stream.
The title, I was like, zone of interest. That's what they actually... to dehumanize what they were doing in these areas.
Oh, that's right. They didn't really say what it was.
They called them concentration camps or another name, the zone of interest. Mm-hmm. Because if they called it what it really was, it might make people stop and think what they were doing there was wrong.